top of the hour. It's 9 p.m. I'm here on Eastern Time, and Ingrid's on the opposite side of the country on Pacific
6
time.
6 p.m. here.
Yeah, which always makes it interesting for her and I because we are on opposite ends of the country and complete 4 hours apart. Before we take callers and get more into this corporate structure, I'd like to read just these two short paragraphs about the game theory, because these are the ones that kind of lay out the whole problem with the game theory. The game theory was created by a paranoid schizophrenic by the name of John Nash. It was built on a completely false premise, and therefore will ultimately fail. The sooner this is exposed, the better off humanity will be. The game theory relies on predictions made from computer analysis of numerical data. However, dead computers cannot accurately predict life because life is not static. It is dynamic and ever-changing. Life contains infinite possibilities, and computers, no matter how sophisticated, cannot register all of these possibilities because a vast number of them are not dependent on quantifiable data. Important decisions and choices are made every day based on unquantifiable factors such as love, joy, compassion, humor, grief, trauma, and personal commitment. In other words, the essences of living men, women, and children. And people need to remember that what they've done is they've created this artificial matrix because they have to have quantifiable data. And so everything is given a number. Well, we know that life is full of priceless, priceless experiences, priceless beings, priceless pets, priceless everything, truthfully. Plants, the planet is priceless. And what they're trying to do is put a numerical dollar value on everything. So it will not succeed. It could very likely cause a lot of harm, which it is. A lot of harm, a lot of destruction. But I'm hoping people remember the one thing their computers cannot predict is random acts of kindness. They don't put a numerical value on kindness. And that is something that's free, it's easy, and we should be doing a random act of kindness every day. The more you do, the more you screw up their computers. I just wanted to throw that in, Ingrid.
It's true, actually. So when you plug a parking meter that's expired, you see a car parked there, you know, putting a quarter or two in is always helpful. And it comes back to you. You know, they don't have a total pulse on karma or as you sow, you reap. And it does come back to you. The more kindness you put out in the world, the more you help other people, the more service work you do, you'll find yourself taken care of in miraculous ways.
Absolutely. And there's so many ways you can help people. So many ways I've been helped by people. I mean, I could just write a book on random acts of kindness that I have received, and they make a huge difference in my life. Huge. And it's free. It's easy. It feels good. It feels good to do. It feels good to receive. And they hate it. They hate kindness because kindness doesn't have a numerical value, nor does it have a monetary value. And their whole system right. doesn't work without those two things, right?
Yeah, that's why the whole bartering kind of thing, you know, right? Just sharing, you know, just sharing and helping one another, you know. I have several, quote, bartering relationships that we don't attach monetary value on our, you know, helping of one another. But we, if we were to put a price on it, oh my gosh, it would be, you know, hundreds and thousands of dollars. So we kind of keep it that way and do these kind of trades, and it works great.
Oh, of course.
It's out of their system.
Absolutely. It's out of their system. They are completely unaware of what's going on, and families do it with each other all the time. Somebody moves, everybody jumps right. in to help, and nobody gets paid. Maybe you get lunch.
Exactly.
Yeah. And what happens when you
right.
move? Then they join and help you move. I mean, this is the world has been running along on this goodwill for forever. And that's one of the best ways, I think, to defeat their computer projections. They have no idea when Ingrid's going to give a gift to her neighbor. None. In fact, Ingrid doesn't even know it. I don't know it. They happen spontaneously. So I think that's a good way to help defeat their whole game theory computer analysis. That's why people tell me that they can predict the future. They've got everything laid out in their computers. They know what everything's going to be. And they've got, you know, all of these possibilities. This is complete poppycock, in my opinion. In case I haven't shared that with the listeners,
right.
My dentist told me that, and he's been at this for 30 years, he said that every tooth in your mouth responds differently to dental care. He said, believe it or not, every tooth is different. And they surprise him all the time. So if I got a mouthful of different teeth, and Ingrid's got a mouthful of different teeth, and all the listeners have a mouthful of different teeth, can you imagine how many different teeth there are on the planet? That people can't predict exactly what is going to happen, can they?
Absolutely not.
That's why they try to turn us into square pegs. I mean, into round pegs when we're really square pegs. Because they want us to fit into their paradigm. They want to change us to fit in their paradigm. And sadly, too many people have unwittingly allowed some of those changes to take place in their worldview, I think. And our job is to help change that, right?
Well, I love the way Morpheus said it. You know, turning us into what he called that round peg was a battery. You know, turning us into this. Remember, in The Matrix?
Yes. Yes.
There was a lot of really wonderful gems in that movie, The Matrix.
There really was. And he talked about The Matrix. He didn't talk about the fact that it's a corporate commercial structure, that it's a dead legal fiction. You know, I don't think he even understood that when they made the film, but yeah, there's a lot of good stuff in there. But I just hope people get a chance to look at the game theory, because that's what they're using against you. You hear it all the time. That's what's in their computer system. That's what NSA, they collect all this data, they make their projections, their predictions, and what I found out, if the data doesn't help them succeed in their predictions, if the data proves to be different than their predictions, frequently they'll just throw that data out so that the predictions are true, even though the data is on the floor. Well, how many times can that happen before all of a sudden your prediction is worthless? And that's what it is. It's a house of cards. And it will fail. The question is how many people will get harmed in the process. And that's why we've got this show, trying to see how many we can keep safe. Oh, that's one of their words, isn't it? Safe.
Well, safe. Yeah, well, actually, one of the things coming up, like this weekend is going on right now, is the Free Your Mind conference. And I know several of the hosts are at that conference, and they're going to be talking about all the different ways we're mind controlled. And it starts, you know, right at birth, believe it or not. I mean, you know, with this, you know, this violent birth process in the hospitals, and they've been doing a lot to try to keep everyone birthing in hospitals. If you look at some of the midwifery licensing laws, they're pretty horrendous, and you really don't even want to go that route. If any state is, you know, doing their, you know, trying to go the licensing route, you want to avoid that. You want to preserve the right to do something as normal as have sexual intercourse is as normal as having birth. They should be on the same category. They're both equally safe if you know what's, you know, how your body operates. But, you know, we have so many screwed up physical anomalies today from the medical profession that it's very difficult for some people to consider birth a normal process. So now we've introduced the whole violent birth scenario and creating it as a medical emergency. I mean, you know, that's really what's happened to birth. It's now not even a normal process. So there's all these interventions and trauma. So that's when the whole trauma-based mind control starts out at birth, and then it starts, you know, continues as the infant is separated from their parents. You know, there's no bonding, no touch. I mean, we have all of these, you know, what is it? You know, you have the stroller, you have the binky, you know, you have the bottle. There's no human bonding, no touch going on. So that's further trauma. And then we have our school systems. And so there's so much brainwashing that happens raising a child today that we're just trying to do what we can to wake people up to undo some of this mind control that's out there. I mean, you know, I find it phenomenal that people will think it's normal to commit violence on other people or other species. I mean, look at the people that go to the wars that our country has introduced this last century. I mean, we have, you know, these atrocities coming out of what happened in Iraq and Afghanistan and trying to suppress it. I mean, what real human being would commit these atrocities onto another human being unless they were abused themselves? You know, I was just talking with my significant other, you know, this afternoon. You know, just some of the stuff that people will do to other animals, and as a, you know, as something that's fun. You know, in our state, they actually sell traps in the local store. You know, and these traps, it's a horrible way for a wild animal to die, and people aren't even aware of the problem until usually a dog that they're walking as and gets caught in a trap. But these traps aren't checked every day, so wild animal gets in one of these traps, and they have been known to try to chew off their own leg to try to save themselves from the trap. These traps aren't checked. It's absolutely the most horrifying way for an animal to die out in the wilderness is to be caught in one of these traps. And so, you know, what we are doing to other humans and what we are doing to other species, this is part, to me, of mind control that starts right at birth and continues, you know, where we don't have any sense of humanity, any sense of compassion to life, all of life on the planet. And this is also by design.
Well, yeah, but I don't think they're succeeding in the sense, Ingrid, that I think I wouldn't like to say generally we don't, because I mean, I watched my family and the bonding was there from the beginning, and it's still there. And no one in my family would intentionally hurt any animals. They were always sensitive to animals. So I think we can overcome this. We have to understand, however, that the schools aren't going to help us do it. But we can do it. You know, mothers like holding their babies.
Exactly.
We can change that just by understanding that they may not value it, but we do. And, you know, a computer,
that's
of course,
right.
doesn't. A computer doesn't value life at all. And there are many people, including myself, who's very concerned that they have developed these advanced computers and that what may be in charge of our planet today might actually be artificial intelligence. That is a concern.
Right.
The more they go into these automated systems, then you start to say, wow, They better pay attention, because if it's a computer that's in charge, their days are numbered as well as mine. I mean,
right?
It's hard to believe that anyone would make computers so sophisticated that they would ultimately be able to control all life on the planet. And if they've done that, they better fix it, is all I have to say. Well, Ingrid, we have a caller. Can we take a minute now and let's hear from Richard in Alabama? Good evening, Richard.
Hi. I was thinking about the battery law. Battery is a crime in the common law, and any stabbing of a child with any instrument, no matter how tiny, with any intention, is battery. And you could draw up a notice such as you described in the previous hour, and make it into the form of a negotiable instrument and serve it upon the authorities who are planning to vaccinate and ask for a certain amount of money, and you write down the evidence that you will accept as proof that they have committed the accelerating act. You put all that on the instrument, and you have the certificate from a notary and three witnesses to the service. And then once you've certified that they have committed the act that accelerates the contract, you can file all that evidence in the court and make it a default judgment against them. And then they have to go to court or just allow the judgment to sit there and become a lien against their house.
Well, that's an interesting theory there. Do you know anyone who's done this?
Me.
Did it work?
Well, it stopped them from taking my house. They wanted to take my house for trash, junk, and litter. And I wrote up a negotiable instrument designed that way and served it on the judge. And so far, the title to my house is okay.
Well,
they haven't bothered me.
Richard, I think that's wonderful. I love hearing people come up with ideas instead of just sitting back and doing nothing. I think that's great that you tried that, and so far it's worked wonderful for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people would be afraid.
Yeah, I would love to hear. Yeah, I would love to see what you've done. You know, if you wouldn't mind. Do you have email, Richard?
Well, I have it at the public library, and I don't know much about the internet or email. Maybe I could send it to you. I don't really know. But I know I could make a copy and mail it to you in an envelope. Are you there?
Right. Well, my address is on our website. Yeah, I would be very interested in my address is on our website, vaclib.org, vaclib.org. So I'd be very interested.
L-I-B? vaclib.org.
VaccinationLiberation.org. That's correct.
Uh-huh.
So if you just get to that website, you'll see on the homepage my address.
Okay.
But I'd really appreciate it, Richard. I'm into collecting all kinds of tools for other people to use, you know, and that's very helpful. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you for that. And thanks for the call, Richard. I think Richard's left. Wes from Idaho. Good evening, Wes.
Yeah, this is kind of directed to Ingrid.
And we're just about out of break. Yeah, Wes, please just stay on, Wes, because we are coming up to a break.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Welcome back to Good Defense of Humanity, and we have Wes in Idaho, and I thank you for staying on through the commercial, Wes.
This kind of directed to Ingrid, although certainly Al is invited to respond. I wanted to make sure that you, Ingrid, knew about this miracle mineral solution, the chlorine dioxide, by Dr. Humboldt, that is, I guess, curing autism. It certainly cures malaria in a matter of hours. And there's Dr. Andreas.
I've heard of malaria, but I haven't heard of autism. That's a little bit of a stretch to me. I'm sorry, well, it just is, because that's a lot of neurological damage.
Can I continue?
I would have to see proof of that.
Okay, there is a Kerry, Rivera on YouTube, who is a mother of children with autism, and she says this MMS is working, and that is why I called. I
directed Miracle Mineral Supplement, huh?
It's Kerry,
Yeah, well, maybe you could send me... I'm real familiar. If you remember, I did an article on it in the Idaho Observer. So, and it actually, people liked it because it was concise. So it went all over the place. I had lots of permissions of people selling MMS to put that article on their site. So I seem to somehow have mastered the 2,000 word summary on different topics. But anyway, I have a hard time with the autism thing. So if you would, please email me that link. I would like to try to get a hold of that woman, because after looking at Andrew Molden's material, and I have to thank Al so much for having me revisit Andrew Molden, who claims that they were attacking him, and it was very strange, his death. He was certainly had an untimely early demise. He knew a lot about health. And for him to die when he did, of alleged heart attack, is very suspect. But, there's so much with the vaccine damage, causing these vascular mini strokes in the brain. And that's all at healthimpactnews.com. You do a search there for Andrew Molden, M-O-U-L-D-E-N. And there's a four-part series. It's very, very detailed and absolutely fascinating. So, you know, I just have a hard time. I do. That's why I'd have to see that, you know, because I just see the damage is fairly extensive for most people. So, do you have anything else you wanted to say, Wes?
Yes, I do. Once again, Carrie Rivera. She is the best. Andreas Kalker is a very good proponent of this chlorine dioxide, too. He's a German doctor, but he has an accent. A little bit hard to understand, but once again, this Carrie Rivera, K-E-R-R-I, Rivera is the best. Now, for my second topic, Dr. Sherry Timpany is talking about shedding of things from people who have recently been vaccinated. Now, I understand Louis Pasteur and the germ theory and Antoine Bouchamp, but here's my theory, that it is a challenge for one that is not vaccinated to be around other people that might be shedding the vaccination. Once again, if your immune system is not 100% up to par, this shedding, as Dr. Tenpenny is talking about, once again, can be a challenge. That's my theory. Anyway, I'd like to hear Rebecca, Carla, and Carly and Deborah Tavares chime in, comment on this MMS of Mr. Hump. Thank you.
Yeah, I will definitely ask them, and we can, you know, I'll have to do a little more research on that. Now, in terms of this whole shedding thing, you know, I really question the whole germ theory, because of course if these germs or viruses were so deadly, we'd all be dead. I mean, you know, obviously not everyone is getting sick from this, you know, virus shedding, but people that are immune compromised, people that have a weaker immune function, you know, I consider all of these, you know, childhood diseases or, you know, any kind of illness that's an acute type of illness like measles or chicken pox or a flu or a cold as a detoxifying mechanism of the body. So, you know, in terms of, you know, most of the unvaccinated people, if they're living a very holistic lifestyle, they have plenty of sleep and rest, and, you know, they aren't going to get measles even by being around vaccinated people. Again, it's a body's detoxification mechanism, any kind of illness, and I'm experiencing it right now, and it's great for me, actually. I was telling Al I must have lost about 5 pounds out of my colon. I did, you know, do some indulging and sleep deprivation, you know, a couple weeks ago. So anyway, but anyway, thanks a lot, Wes. I mean, I think it's all good food for thought. Do you have anything to say, Al, or do we want to take the next caller?
I think we're going to go on a break, Ingrid. Thanks, Wes, for calling
in.
Okay,
then we'll take Joe in Montana.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money, has a storage life of 100 years, all for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at hempusa.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
We're back, and we have a caller from Montana by the name of Joe. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Now, I heard, either of you ladies happen to be vegetarians?
I'm not.
And so I heard one of the girls,
Totally.
So you do eat animals,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, mostly, but I do some, dairy. I have friends that have goats and chickens.
Good. And what I was curious is you said that you'd never deliberately hurt an animal. Isn't it necessary to, if you're going to eat an animal, it has to be slaughtered first, right? I mean, isn't that an example of hurting an animal?
Well, Joe, there's a difference between humanely ending an animal's life, which I've had several dogs, quite a few dogs, and I have had to engage in that activity of humanely terminating the animal's life, and then causing what Ingrid was talking about, which is outrageous suffering. I do make the distinction. I think most of us do.
Well, I make a distinction when I go, to the grocery store or the farmer's market or whatever. The distinction I make is I do not want to deliberately hurt an animal, so therefore, when I shop for groceries, I don't buy animals because I know that they've been deliberately hurt, and I'm making a deliberate decision to hurt animals when I decide to eat one.
Well, I know an awful lot of people who share your feelings, and I don't disrespect them. I know an awful lot.
Well, I have to say though, when you say you would never deliberately hurt an animal, I think that's false. Obviously, if you're going and buying goats and chickens and eating them, you're definitely making a deliberate decision to hurt those animals.
Well, this is sort of how...
We're not killing the goats or the chickens, but, you know, we do have their eggs. It's true, we eat their eggs and the milk, but, you know, there's a lot... Believe me, I understand the whole vegetarian argument. I know people that actually do pretty well. They're pretty thankful for nourishing traditions and what Sally Fallon had brought forward, you know, because there's people that... I know a woman, for instance, she's definitely of Nordic genetics, and she recovered her health quite a bit from doing more raw foods, but also eating more raw type meat. I mean, that really was a huge part of her program, and she looks really great, but she found that she needed that kind of animal protein. So I can't really judge for other people, you know, and I know for myself whether even though I'm type O, I don't, you know, gravitate toward eating a lot of meat. It's not something that I do. I mean, you know, it's maybe a holiday time, but I do like living in a Nordic clime. And you're in Montana, so you understand, you know, the cold winters and stuff. And in the summertime, most people don't feel a need to have such heavy meat or protein or anything like that, more heavy food.
Well, I think that's an interesting discussion we've had at my house. And it can go on quite a while because the debate's been going on for years. Could we take the next caller, Ingrid Lark from Texas? Good evening, Lark.
Hi, Al. Hi, Ingrid. How are y'all?
Good.
Well, listen...
Great, thanks.
Last week, you touched upon two of my favorite topics, and of course, I was left hungry for more. I'm always learning, and I'm always a student. But you brought up also last week meme theory, as well as game theory. Do you recall?
Well, I don't call name theory a theory, but go ahead.
Well, maybe you can call it memetic warfare, perhaps.
Call it what?
Mimetic warfare.
Oh, you're talking about playing word games.
Perhaps, yeah, that might be a good way to style it. But yeah, I was really interested in it because of some research I've been doing lately, especially the law and the nature of the law, and it's melding with religion, philosophy, and the like. I know that in America's law schools today, we have a strong influence of the Talmud today, because the Talmud, of course, is an ancient book of laws. And today we have this interfaith dialogue that's in vogue, and we have the trend towards ecumenicism and syncretism, World Council of Churches, etc. And then there's something called Tikkun Olam, repairers of the world, repairing of the world, and what has been called the religion of the future. And the reason I brought up the meme theory, and once again, because y'all raised the issue last week, which I thought was fantastic. I think you were the first host ever on RBN to do so. But I noticed this guy named Jack Balkin, who's a law professor at Yale, is quite taken with this idea of memes and the processes of cultural evolution, as he terms it. Now, Jack Balkin, along with Reva Siegel of, I believe, Harvard, they have edited a book called The Constitution in 2020, wherein they are literally... promoting the idea of a Marxist constitutional future for America. So I tie all these things together, whether it's Tikkun Olam, the religion of the future, game theory, particularly the work of Robert Allman and was it Schilling, who won the Nobel Prize together in 2005 for their work in game theory. I thought it was very interesting that they were all, both interested in Talmudic conflict theory. And
well, you
so
know,
all these things are very interesting to me.
Well, the whole game theory, and I don't know if you had a chance, you listened last week, I don't know if you had a chance to watch that first episode of The Trap that was done by Adam Curtis, where he's tracking how the game theory came to be and how that morphed into system analysts and our value-added commercial system. There's no philosophy in that, I don't think, Lark. This is pure numbers. It's the game of numbers. And
yeah, I agree.
And there's no there's no philosophy. There's no emotion. There's no morality. It is very much like he talked about. It is playing the game of numbers. And that's what we're opposed to because, as we've talked about, and I know you understand, human beings are not just a compilation of numbers. We have a soul, we have a spirit, we have joy, we have love. And what we're fighting is they're trying to make us into human resources.
Treating us like inventory that is predictable.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's going to take a lot for us to break that system away because it is infiltrated in everything.
Well, I would like to encourage you, the both of you, to continue these discussions because they do interlink. And I might want to point out another Adam Curtis work that's more recent than The Trap, and it's called Nonlinear Warfare, A New System of Political Control. Now, that's the actual title of a short YouTube video, about 7-8 minutes, I think.
Yeah.
That you can see, and it basically carries on his thoughts about The Trap, as well
yes.
as some of his other documentaries.
Yes.
But, this whole idea of, I was introduced to Adam Curtis back, I think, around 2004 and 5, and meme theory in 2006. Game
yeah.
theory more recent, but I just find it's how this is all fascinating, and I find so many of our people today are actually working towards our own enslavement as a species, as a collective.
Yep,
and they do this with the computers uh-huh. and with the technology itself, remembering,
right.
of course, that slavery begins in the mind, and language itself is a technology, perhaps man's oldest.
Well, we're going to have to do a show in the future. Thanks for bringing that up. We're going to have to do a show, Ingrid, on the techno trap because I've collected a lot of information
mm-hmm.
and I have fallen into the techno trap. I had to actually, consciously extract myself because that's how tempting it is for us all. Lark, we have two more callers. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
No, if I'm going to be doing a Clint show Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday next week. If you either of you ladies or both would like to join me for a continuation of this discussion, let me know. I'd be delighted.
Okay.
We all learn from each other.
Well, that's a fact. Thank you so much for calling in, and I'm glad to know about you on Clint's show. Okay, thanks, Lark. Maybe we could hear
yeah,
from
yeah, that would be great.
Fred in Michigan. Fred, good evening. Okay, Fred is not responding. What about Blue?
Hey, ladies. I just wanted to know the name of that fool that just called that was giving you a hard time about eating meat. Because, you know, you didn't mention a fish. Is a fish an animal? Does he eat a fish? I mean, they were designed for us to eat. It's survival of the fittest.
Well, I mean, that topic can be quite complex, and I have had those conversations right here in my own house. And, I've heard people tell
actually,
me we have... protein needs, and we have to deal with those. So I think that's just a personal choice. I'm hoping people do what they think is right. And but it is so,
yeah.
It does boil down to personal
choice. Let me just say, there's a couple topics that we actually considered off topic, and I was considered that topic for some reason. I don't even know how I got into it, but our whole show is not going to be focused on what we would consider controversial topics. I mean, I was actually a fan of John Robbins, and, you know, he exposed all the factory farming and, you know, promoted vegetarianism based on the factory farming. It's a huge topic. There's people that have eaten meat for thousands of years. It's certainly not from factory farmed animals that are treated horribly. And that's, so, like I said, it is a huge topic. But I appreciate your mentioning that, Blue. I mean, you know, there's some people that won't eat anything that has a mother with two eyes. So, but, you know, plants have feelings too. I mean, you can read The Secret Life of Plants and learn about that, you know, that all plants have feelings and actually respond to classical music. So, you know, it does, it can go on and on and on. So, but thanks, Blue. I appreciate it. We're just not going to go into the, pardon?
There was an interesting study done by two little girls. They were in middle school. And they put plants by themselves, and then they put plants next to Wi-Fi. And the plants that were next to the Wi-Fi, they did not thrive.
Wow. That doesn't surprise me.
Yep.
That doesn't surprise me. Well, thank you for calling in, Blue. We got a couple callers. Our Fred is calling back, and thanks for bringing that to our attention about the Wi-Fi. We're going to do a show on that in the future as well. Okay, Fred, from Michigan, are you back on the line?
Yeah, I was there. Can you hear me?
No, could not.
All right, you can hear me now.
Yes, sure can.
Well, I don't know what happened. I guess it's the gremlins in the ether. The tooth structure of Homo sapiens is that of an omnivore, so we can eat veggies and we can eat meat. And for the fellow in Montana, as soon as I get my legs working again, I'll be hunting deer and bear and bunny rabbits, etc., to my heart's content, and providing that to people who don't have the means to afford meat locally. They've got a program throughout Michigan for that, for hunters to donate. Anyway, the contract matter, okay, the record of live birth, when they steal one's private property, one's name, and representation of one's body, when they steal that, as they do, that's a violation of contract law, okay? It's an invalid, unauthorized, fraudulent conversion and counterfeit commercial use, because it so happens, and there's even a guy, Classic Redneck Radio, you guys can, classicredneckradio.com, this guy is something else, and he regularly refers to the fact that every day on Wall Street, everyone's corporate trust bond is being traded at a monetized value of at least a million, if not several million. So you can actually contact in your, like I'm in Michigan, so the state of Michigan is a corporation in Lansing, so I would have to contact the Vital Statistics office there and have them send me a copy of the original document from which, or on which, is a number, an actual document number. Well, that's the bond trust number, so then I can call a Wall Street bankster, gangster, broker, and inquire as to what the present value for that bond being traded on Wall Street at that point in time would actually be.
Now, tell me something. Have you downloaded and read Lawfully Yours yet?
Believe it or not, my dear friends, I don't, my hands haven't been working well enough to, whenever I get around a computer with whatever radiation it is, my hands just, cramp all up. It's bizarre. And I'll tell you truly, I just recently put to the test, I'm talking on an Android microwave, nuke machine. If I didn't have, what's called the Green 8, I'm actually able to do that. So maybe I can do it. Maybe I can do the download.
Well, because that, in there, we talk all about what you were just mentioning. There's a whole section in on that. So thanks for bringing that to our attention. We're off to a break again.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Well, folks, we're coming to the end of the show again. We've got a few minutes before we have to sign off.
Huh?
I'm sorry, Ingrid, I didn't hear you.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't even realize the commercial was over. Sorry.
That's okay. We have a few minutes before we're going to have to sign off, so we can't take any more callers. Please call in next week. We'll be back. Before we sign off tonight, I wanted to mention the latest thing that we posted on Anti-Corruption Society. It really is important. The title is To the American National People. It is excellent. It was written by John B. Nelson in 1992. When you read it, you will see that John has attached all of the details, much of what Judge Dale talks about, only he has cited the codes, he has cited the legislation. He really did, he must have worked for years on this piece, documenting when all these changes took place. He connects them all to the national, permanent state of national emergency, which we've talked about, which started in 1933. He also brings in how the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars agenda is worked into this. It's an excellent piece, and I want to read just a little section of this before we close out the show. I hope I have time. Okay, on his piece that we posted up there, he said, quote, apparently the present operation of the de facto government is under foreign alien constitutions, laws, rules, and regulations. The overthrow of the essential engine declared in and by the ordained and established constitution for the United States and by and under the Bill of Rights is obvious. Let me say that again. The overthrow of the essential engine is obvious. The covert procedures to implement and enforce these foreign constitutions, laws, procedures, rules, regulations, etc., has not, to my knowledge, been collected and assimilated, nor presented as evidence to establish seditious collusion and conspiracy. I wanted to answer that. He wrote that in 1992. As time has gone by, it's more obvious to us what has happened. And here's what we think has happened. The covert procedure used to implement and enforce these foreign constitutions, laws, procedures, rules, regulations, is the issuance of grant contracts, inducements, by the unconstitutional federal state agency network to state and local governments. The creation and enforcement of the new laws, procedures, rules, and regulations are defined in the terms and conditions of these grant contracts. Incentive and penalties are built into them. This system is essentially an adaptation of the carrot or stick strategy used by hard power. He didn't realize that they were going to bring in all their rules and regulations, which we talked about endlessly on this show. Yes. And they were going to do it by offering grant contracts to the entities that we currently call government. And all of these have terms and conditions. And that's what we're seeing now. That's what Ingrid and I talk about. I recommend people read that piece. It's brilliant. It's not that long. And we made it into a little PDF download so folks can take a look at it. You will find Judge Dale's work was validated in 1992. People have been looking at this a long time. Well, we've run out of time, Ingrid. I hope you feel better soon, and I hope everybody joins us next week. We'll be back.